My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 24th of July 2009 at 2:10 PM. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Right, Jane Thurston Hoskins, 14th of February 1954, and I'm from West London.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
I'm looking forward to it. I think when you've sort of found out that it was, you know, you've got a place, it's become very exciting, and all my friends are excited about it as well, and I think they're sort of buoying me up to the actual sort of event.
Have you got friends here with you today?
There's going to be quite a lot. I'm not quite sure how many. I'm not quite sure if they are all going to be there for all the time, but there's a crowd turning up.
What were friends' reactions when you told them what you were doing?
Well, friends' reactions were very positive. My 13-year-old daughter's reaction was slightly different. It was, how could you? But she's not going to be here because she's in Switzerland with the Scouts, so she's spared the embarrassment.
Will she be watching you online?
Well, her Scoutmaster said maybe, but it rather depends on what they're doing. I think she'd probably be too embarrassed too.
How did you first hear about the project?
I think I heard about it on a TV news or in the newspapers or something. And I do follow the Fourth Plinth projects quite regularly. I think the whole thing has been fascinating, seeing the different sculptures that have been up there. And then when you saw this one and the opportunity to be up there yourself, it was quite exciting.
Had you taken part in the voting process when Gormley was up as one of the...
No, I hadn't.
What inspired you to apply for the One Another project?
I think, you know, just wanting to take part in something. Just, you know, the fact that it's London and you live in London and, you know, this is something that is part of, I mean, not just of the artistic life of the city, but part of the city. I wanted to be in it.
How did you feel when you found out you had your place?
I'm very pleased. Very pleased.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
Gosh, I think it's, you know, you've got so many ideas of art and sculpture, and I think that a lot of sculpture in London, I mean, a lot of the old statues are now rather irrelevant. I think the whole idea of sculpture has changed dramatically in the last 50 to 75 years. And I think, you know, that instead of being a commemorative thing, which is what most of the older sculptures are, it's become something quite different. It sounds a chord, I think, in people's memories, but at the same time it also is something that should be of today and of the future. And I think this is what is very interesting in this project, that people are representing London or this country as it is today, but also it's a turning point in the idea of how you see art and sculpture in the future, possibly.
Have you been watching other people who...
Oh, yes. Yes, a lot. You know, at work, if you've got 10 minutes and you've got nothing to do, you tend to just go onto the website and see what people are doing, and you sort of sit around making comments. And at least if I've got my friends here, they won't be sitting there making comments at work.
And what have you liked or disliked about what you've seen?
I think it's very interesting seeing people's perception of themselves. I think the ones I admire most are the ones who just sit there and do nothing, because they're seeing themselves as presenting themselves, you know, take it or leave it. Some of the ones who've done things, there's sometimes a slight desperation about what's going on. I think the moment you become aware of your audience down at the bottom, possibly there's a bit of panic in some people's reaction to it. I don't know how I'm going to react. I mean, if if I start feeling that, I think I'll shut my eyes and pretend I'm not there. but it's interesting, you know, people who've come into the whole project with ideas, and people who've come into the project with no idea, frankly.
Do you think we're getting a portrait of the UK?
I hope. I mean, if not, then it suggests that the UK is a rather apathetic place. You like to think that people are going to take part in things like this, and you know, that they're interested enough in art. I think one of the problems with the Western art tradition as a whole is that people don't participate. Art is something you go and look at, or you listen to. I mean, you listen to music, you walk around an art gallery, you go to the theatre. It's all something that somebody else is doing, and you're sitting there just taking it in. I think it's a terrific opportunity for people to actually turn that table and say, well, you know, we can do it too.
What will you be doing on the plate?
I don't know. I'm going to be dressed in purple, because that's my favourite colour. I'm taking my yoga mat up. I don't know if I'll do any yoga. I might get vertigo at the thought. And also, if it's raining on me, I've got my umbrella. I've got some placards I'm going to put up. One of them will only be understood by the person who's going to see it, hopefully. But the others are promoting Great Ormond Street Hospital, because I've asked all my friends to give a small donation. I asked them for £5. Some of them have been a good deal more generous than that. But of course, I'm expected to do something in return. I'm going to be making paper flowers if the weather permits it. I'm going to try and get a bit of audience participation going on down below. But that is dependent on three people in particular who I hope will be there, who will pick it up and sort of hopefully sort of extend it out to people who I don't know to see whether they'll participate as well. We'll have to see with that whether that one works, whether people are prepared to involve themselves.
Would you tell us what it is that you'll be trying to get them to participate in?
Yes, a moonwalk.
And how did you come up with the ideas that you've got today?
I've thought about a lot of ideas, actually. At times, I've sort of put an idea through my head and thought, will it work? And I've dismissed it as not working. At other times, I've thought of things and thought, no, that's taking it a bit too far. There's things that, you know, you'd like to say, but you don't know whether the message will get across or whether you actually end up looking a bit silly as a result. There's all that sort of thing. And also, I think, you know, in the sense that it's a performance, if you get a good reaction on one thing, you're going to keep it going a bit longer than something that is a damp squib before it starts. I mean, I've brought a kite with me. I'm not sure it's going to be possible to fly it. It depends on the wind and the rain and, you know, whether I've got enough room to get it up there.
Are you able to moonwalk yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm of the moonwalk generation.
And would you tell us what the placard says that you've brought?
The placard says, "Good morning, Armstrong."
And will you elaborate on what that means?
Well, all right, just for you. I have a cousin who lives in Canada who I hope will be watching it on the web, and she lives in a place that calls itself the City of Armstrong. If Armstrong was here, it would be a small village rather than a city, but it's because it's in Western Canada and there isn't much else there, it's a city. There's 4,000 inhabitants. And when I go up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be 7 o'clock in the morning there.
And what about the flowers that you're making? Is this a hobby of yours?
I just felt it was something just to do. They're purple, needless to say. It's just something to take up some time, because, you know, one thing that you are conscious of is the fact that you're going to be standing there, and if you've got friends who are here as well. They're going to want something in return after the first 5 minutes, possibly. But I mean, depending on the weather, I might do a bit of yoga, because that's a good way of taking up the time, and also that's something I can shut off what's going on me if needs be.
Do you feel that you're up there to perform?
I think there's bound to be an element of performance in it, in that you are standing there. I mean, even if the performance is staying as still as you can for a whole hour, it is a performance, yes.
And who are you doing this for?
Me. I mean, I think, yeah, no question.
What do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
I hope I don't make a complete fool of myself. I hope it doesn't rain. I hope if it does rain, it stops. I hope that the people who've come to see the spectacle don't go away disappointed. That's about it, really.
Do you have any fears about going up?
Yes, vertigo. Absolutely. I'm one of those people who can't walk across a bridge without feeling that it's going to drop and I'm going to fall. So the getting is going to be just, you know, I'll just have to shut my eyes while I go up.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
I think one of the reasons I wanted to do it was that when you normally stand in Trafalgar Square and you look up at things, I wanted to see what it was like to be looking across at the other sculptures and to look up at a different angle at Nelson, possibly, and to look down at the people who are looking up. I think that's actually one of the bits that's interested me most, to see how your perception of something changes when you're put in a different sort of space.
What is it that you normally do?
Day to day. I research Indian Southeast Asian Himalayan art.
How did you get into that?
By accident. I worked for a gallery that sold 19th century Victorian tat, frankly. Is that libelous to say that? It's a little slanderous. But hopefully they won't be there listening. And I left there, got a job at another art dealers, and by chance was put into their Indian and Southeast Asian department, and I think within a week I was hooked. I mean, just, you know, it was just my scene.
What is it about it that you like so much?
I think one of the things which is interesting is that you seldom know who the artist was. You judge a work of art on its own merits rather than this is by so and so. And I think, again, this is something in the Western tradition that we've lost sight of. You know, you go into the National Gallery and you say, where's the Michelangelo? Where's the Van Dyck? Where's the Monet? If you go into the British Museum, go into the Indian department, and you can see the Amaravati sculptures, you haven't got a clue who made them. You judge them on their own merit.
And is this something you discovered through that job, or had you had an interest in that before?
I'd been to India before, but I hadn't really got any idea about Indian art. It's something that once you get into the subject, I mean, it really does hit you in the face. Sculptors in medieval India were actually considered rather a low social group, despite their talents, but they were employed by people who wanted to promote their own reputation and used the artists to do it. And the record that you have in reality has turned the tables, because you tend not to know who the prince or sort of government administrator was who commissioned a temple. You judge it according to the sculpture. So, you know, having these people, they built these things for their own greater glory, but on reflection, it's the glory of the sculptors that you now consider, although, of course, you don't know who they were.
Is there any way of finding that out?
No, none at all. You do sometimes see a sculpture And then you see another and you say, oh, those are by the same person, because these sculptors travelled around in India, you know, they went wherever the work was. So yes, you can sometimes sort of line things up and say, well, that's his work, isn't it? But I mean, you've no idea who he was or what his circumstances were or how long he worked for or, you know, anything really.
When and how did your interest in art begin?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's always been there. I come from the sort of family where, you know, my mother would sit me on in the daytime, sit me at the table with a paintbrush and a piece of paper and say, there you are, keep yourself busy. So, yeah, I suppose it's always been there.
And have you always been able to work in that area?
Yeah, I've been very lucky, yes.
To help us get an idea of the people that are going up on the plinth and taking part in this project, we're mm-hmm. asking everyone, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Ooh. Gosh. I've got a daughter. She's 13. We've got two rabbits and two guinea pigs. They're important. Maybe not quite so important. Anything to do with horses, we're passionate about. Racing, whatever. What else? I enjoy my work. I suppose that's it. Yeah, quite content.
And have you participated in arts projects and events before?
Well, you tend to participate in the cocktail party sort of art event, yes. I don't know that I've actually participated in a creative experience other than going to evening classes a long time ago and doing portrait drawing, that sort of thing, but it's a long time ago.
And are you a person who creates your own art in any way?
Yeah, I suppose so. I've got a garden. I'm in the middle of converting what was a slab of cement into a Japanese Zen garden, so yeah, I would say that's creative. It's taking a long time because you have to think your way through it. You don't just sort of do it from a book. Yeah, I think, I mean, at the moment it's all rather practical because we moved house 3 years ago and we're still getting the place together. So the artistic endeavours are things like curtain making. Things like that. But yeah, one day I'll go back to something a bit more creative.
And how would you summarise your experience of the One Another project since you first applied and to this moment just before going on the plinth?
You sense the feeling of fun amongst the people who are administrating it and operating it. I mean, the people I've spoken to on the phone, there's been this, I mean, real buzz about it and an enthusiasm. So yes, I think it's something that is generating interest right from the core. It seems fascinating.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Was that it?
Right.